Hi, Kat. Yeah, we'll turn it over to you.
Hi, Commissioners. Once again, we're in here to visit with you about the possibility of doing the State of the County report. As I mentioned a little while ago, if we do it, this will be the 13th year. If the Commission wants to do so. I'm sorry, I'm just on permanent tired mode at the moment, but I'm good. No, you know, this year is a little different, I think, in that, as we were talking about, we have a lot of new elected officials, department heads, just kind of changes, which would, of course, have to be reflected in the report itself. Deanne and I have submitted our cost proposals to you.
I've got mine here.
So,
yep. Same as last year.
Well, that's always encouraging.
Yes. So, I'd be happy to answer any questions or.
I'm assuming basically the same format.
This is where I would like to see a little change in the format, if possible, to. If with the elected officials have their picture where it says county assessor, and there's the county assessor's picture, and the department heads and their pictures. So when somebody says, you need to go see the county attorney, or you need to go see the road and bridge guy, you know who it is, because you may not. So that's my suggestion.
How much is that going to cost us?
It makes it the same. What you won't have are as many of the kind of pretty scenic. Because we do that. We've done this before for the department heads and elected officials, and it's when you elect new people that it makes it make sense. I don't think that you want to do that every year.
No.
But you have this year, it's very much justified in that there are a lot of new people.
It's a turnover.
Yeah, so it would help for people to be able to see their faces and put their names to them. So, and this last one that we did, we actually put some of the logos from the departments, because we knew some of these things were in transition, you know. So we'll just take those logos out and make appointments and get photos with the department heads. Although, as I was saying, some of the department heads are a little more cooperative than others. Some people really don't like to make appointments with me to get their photo taken.
Yeah.
We could do that during budget.
You guys have no choice. I just follow you around.
Well, we can tell our department head they want money for a budget. You talk to Kat.
Well, I think before we get into any other sideline conversations with regards to what we may anticipate in the new publication, that I would entertain a motion to accept this proposal for the State of the County publication 2019-2020.
Mr. Chairman, I so move we accept the proposal.
And I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any comments?
Was 10,000 copies too many, or is that pretty flat?
That wasn't 10,000, it was 1,000.
Oh, sorry. 1,000 copies, was that appropriate?
I'll have to check and see what we have left over.
Just general comment, this has been an outstanding resource as well as tool, not only for the people in the county, but for us as commissioners and other elected officials. Some of us use it as biblical reference, but it is handy to have.
Why did he even
Yeah, he's right here. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
But it has been very, very helpful.
Well, it is your report.
Yes. And as a side note, part of that report, it was something discussed earlier today. We would like to be, and this is something you will have to get from the sheriff, but we would like to have a sidebar mention of just how much the county monies are being used or utilized to cover the municipal law enforcement coverage, because it's considerable, and it's something we'd like to get out there. Not that we we have no qualms, regrets whatsoever about our agreement, but we would like the public to know just how much the county money is, how much is being used towards municipal law enforcement, because it's fairly considerable. It's we're talking probably $700,000+, and it that would be a positive, I don't know if you can call it a positive spin, it's a positive note for us.
So you put a positive spin.
Yeah. Wasn't there something else? I don't know why I'm thinking we had one more thing we'd like to add to that. Not that subject, but there was another subject. Or maybe that's what I'm thinking of. But
I don't know. I'm sure this is something we can work at as we go along, because you're going to work with us on content anyway.
We've got time to think.
Yeah. So, but there again, it's been outstanding in the past. Look forward to it, and I know it's going to be good.
Good deal. Some mentioned that the reserves using the 5-year structure in case everything.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be sure to do that. That's one of the things I got from visiting with you guys. So just as you think of things, you know, during your workshop, you usually point those out to me or whatever, or I pick up on it. But if you think of something else, just shoot me an email.
Yeah, and you know, any reflection on our commitment towards that and our success in accomplishing that. But we can talk about those things as we move forward.
Okay.
So if there's...
I have one question that really concerns me here.
Okay.
Is how in the devil, over 7 years, have you maintained the same cost? I think we all need to know that.
It's actually difficult. I don't know. We've done a really good job of shopping in terms of printers and things like that, and making the printers be more competitive in terms of that. But I actually struggled a bit this year. It's like, I'm going to go ahead and say the amount this year, and you guys are getting a heck of a deal.
So the first 3 years, they made too much.
Is that where it was? No. Charged too much, now you're back.
No, I think we started at $5,000 or something is my fee. So, and then it went up to $6,000, $6,600, then it stayed at $8,000 for that long.
For 7 years, and that's an incredible number.
Yeah.
An incredible amount of time to be able to maintain that.
Right, and I think I'll be cursing that as I'm making photography appointments this year. So.
Well, we haven't. That was my suggestion. No. I haven't seen anybody else either say yay or nay.
Oh, I think it's very logical for you guys to do that. I think people really need to see.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe they do.
So.
You didn't hear any of us disagree.
Well, I've been here long enough. I what's they thinking about?
You said you were zero.
Put their head down.
3-0.
I'm 0-1. Well, yeah, I've won something. Yeah.
Well, be careful what you ask for. That's what you ask for, and we have a motion, and I'll call a question. Or we can still get this bargain basement deal. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you guys very much. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll
look forward to working with you.
See you during the budget work sessions
again. Okay. Yeah.
And Carrie, just so you know, if you would, as you're going through those budget requests and making all those copies, please remember to make a copy of all those for me so that I won't be having to go back and forth. But what about this? What about this? Okay. Thanks so much.
If you have trouble with an employee that doesn't want their picture taken, call me. I can help.
Well, I'm hopeful that won't happen this time, that we just have had a few over the years, but I don't know. We have different people in those positions now. So.
Well, I could name you one that would have been a problem. He wouldn't want his picture taken.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, ladies, for saying it. Catherine, you're next on our agenda.
Yeah, I am. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm Catherine Hemmerall. I think Catherine? I know Joe and Carrie, but not everybody else. But first, my husband Jim and I live up in the Upper Green. We've been property owners for 29 years. We've been permanent full-time employees. I work for the county, but residents for 20 years, even up there where it's really cold and we get a lot of snow. My thing is just really to make sure that you are informed about how the Wyoming retirement works for, you know, county employees. You probably are, you know, county employees are under the public plan with Wyoming Retirement, which operates very similar to a 401k with any big company, which has two parts, an employee contribution and then the employer contribution. My concern as a taxpayer, and it has been for several years, is that the county continues to pay the employee portion at 100%. And we are the only county in this state that does that. Even the state of Wyoming, if you look at the printout that I gave you, they require that their employees pay a certain percent. That's just on the second page. This is just a printout from Wyoming Retirement. And you can see in this column that each one of these columns are going to go up every year, but the employee portion for next year, starting with fiscal year July 1st, is going to be 9%. Now, the total then, you know, for both is 18.12%. And, you know, I think all county employees should have a retirement. And I think a 401k based on, you know, this is kind of based on that, is a great idea. But I also think the employee should be responsible for some of their own contribution, you know, that it shouldn't be a taxpayer burden. And it has been in this county for a long time. Now, I know I've been given a couple of reasons that, well, we were competing with the oil field and we needed to offer incentives to get employees. But as a taxpayer, I just don't see this as a taxpayer burden, the employee portion of that. You know, an employee should have an incentive to save some of their own money. So just an email from George Eason, he's with Wyoming Retirement, that confirms the fact that Sublette County is the only county in the state of Wyoming that pays that portion at 100%. So when you get to your budgets, you know, and I don't have a clue what your county budget is. I see from this one thing on the agenda today where you're approving a payroll of over $1 million. If that's for a month, you know, 3%, all full-time employees get this benefit. And so you look at, you know, next year, what I would love to see is that you at least follow the example of the state and you ask your employees to pay the 3.43% of the 9. You're still going to be paying 5.57 of their portion percent. But to me as a taxpayer, that's just not a burden that I think we should be carrying. And the other question I have, and this just came up because I saw this, and this was where there was a weed and pest advertisement for a job. And that was a question I had to George also, which is in that email, where it advertises that the person gets Wyoming Retirement, but they also get a Wyoming 457, which Wyoming 457 is a deferred account that's for any county employee that wants to put extra money in their account. Right. That's their account. Right. But weed and pest apparently pays both. And that,
I don't know.
It is true. I mean, that's what George told me in his email. It says, because I asked him specifically, one, is Sublette County the only one who pays 100% on the public plan? And two, is it true that the weed and pest also pays the 457 supplement? And his response is, they used to contribute the maximum amount after someone had been there for 1 year. The maximum amount on a 457 is $22,000 a year. Now I think they do $1,000 per month once the employee qualifies. That's in addition to their regular retirement. So I just think that's something that should be investigated. I agree with you. You know, that's kind of a, you know, like, whoa, really? Yeah. Because that could be a big burden. You know, you could use that money for other things in this county. And like I said, as a taxpayer, I just felt like it was my duty to come in and say, hey, would you look at it? You know, would you consider it when you start going to your budget sessions? And I know I've had people say, well, you're going to cut people's pay if you ask them to start paying that. You know, you're asking them to save their own money. You know, it's not like you're taking the money away from them and using it for something else. It's going into an account in their name. It's not, you know, it's not cutting their pay. So
the county may be the only, Sublette County may be the only one that's paying full retirement. But in the county, it is not the only entity that does it. Mm-hmm. School District Number 9 has always paid.
At 100%.
At 100%.
The employee portion.
And they will continue to. Mm-hmm. Because it's difficult to get teachers to go to Big Piney.
To go to Big Piney.
And it's been that way mm-hmm. for, I'm going to go out on a limb here, mm-hmm. 50 years.
That's a safe so, limb.
That, yeah, it is. Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you know about Pinedale? Do they do
no, it? I have no idea.
I don't know either. No. I just know I asked, you know, the question, and he said, you know, it's the only...
only county within the state.
Only, the only county that pays 100%.
Yes.
Okay, I make the retirement contribution, and it's a check that goes to Wyoming Retirement, and they right. have no idea who pays what part of that.
Yeah. Well, they know if you're...
They don't know.
Yes, they do. I do the spreadsheet for the library, and you put in, there's a column, employee portion paid by employer, employee portion paid by employee. They do know.
They know the amount. They it's broke up.
But they
don't
do know.
They don't know who pays what part.
Well, I will disagree because... No, because the spreadsheet, you have to upload the spreadsheet to them before you pay the check. I do it every month, too. You upload the spreadsheet and it tells you that. So it is broken down on their spreadsheet, and that spreadsheet also goes to your auditor every year too.
Matt, did you have a comment?
Commissioner Latta raised this concern a couple years ago, and I thought Mary did a bunch of research, and she found the vast majority of counties pay the full contribution for the Wyoming retirement system. I think Joel, you were on the board at the time.
It seems like it, but I can't remember the details.
Right. Well. All I know is what I heard from Wyoming Retirement, and they said that they do not, that we are, you know, we are the only county that does that. So I guess I just want a little, you know, I'd like a response, just did you investigate it, what were the results? You know, is it something that is always done for counties, or, you know, I know the state requires a portion of their employee, you know, their employees to pay, and that's on their own little spreadsheet there. So it's just, like I said, it's just, I'm just here to... Mm-hmm. Say please, if you will look at it, you know, I hate to see that much money, especially if you have over a million dollar. That doesn't include some of this. I know the library's separate. You know, that doesn't include their payroll, which is nowhere, you know, close to that. But that's a lot. It's a lot. So.
Well.
And I don't think it's anything to ask somebody to save their own money. So.
Appreciate you coming forward
sure.
and giving us your opinion, and we will. Yeah. Consider that. We're certainly going to look into the 457 contribution.
Okay. And, you know, my email's on this thing. If somebody would just, you know, maybe shoot me an email and let me know that what the decision might be.
Okay.
I'd appreciate it. Thanks
Thank you
a
very
lot.
Much.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Question for Matt. I'm trying to remember that conversation. Didn't we ask Mary to poll the clerks statewide and find out what each county did just to get us that background? It seems like that's what we did.
Yeah. I could reach out to Mary and see if she still has that information so that the commission could consider it. I don't think what Mr. Eason said in his email is accurate.
Yeah. Well, could you do that and as well maybe reach out to the Wyoming Retirement System and see? If we have no way of knowing.
It's just a check that goes to them.
Yeah.
And also, when I was at the Clerks Association meeting in January, some of the counties, I found out, start their employees in the 457 to encourage them to save
right.
as a hiring bonus. So there's a lot of options and things that go on to encourage employees to put money in that 457.
Right. But if you could check on that and see what Mayor's recollection is, and if we could also check and see if there's any data available to substantiate that that statement.
He says, yes, I believe that is still true. So that doesn't sound like definitive confirmation on my part. And I guess I'd also like to, you know, if we want to compare the state salary schedule, you know, I don't know what they pay. Do they pay their employees more to offset that cost? I don't know. So it's a concern that's been around for a long time. But let me reach out to Mary and see what her findings were from a couple years ago and get back to you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make one comment. I can't comment on the counties as a whole, but if you take a survey, and I'm going to use the Wheaton Pest as an example because I know a lot of those folks around the state, a lot of those people have been in those positions for years. Part of the reason they do is because they are compensated for that service. And in order to get, and here in the county, you'll see the same thing. You've got really good employees, and they're here for a while, and the reason they are there is because the job is worth them staying here.
I understand. It's recruitment and retention.
Right. And yeah. So, you know, yeah, I think we as the public benefit from a higher paid individual at times just because of the expertise he brings to the position or job or whatever you want to call it. So, you know, that's all I have to say.
Okay. Thank you.
Maybe one of the best perks that the state of Wyoming has, and that's why it's drawing, whether it be superintendents from Montana or whomever, to come and work in Wyoming for 5 years and then retire or whatever, is because of the solvent retirement system. It is one of the best in the country because they've been very conservative with their money.
Okay. Any other comments? If not, we'll move on. Our next item is I need a motion to go in executive session pursuant to state statute. I should have this memorized, 16-4-405A2 personnel. I can have that.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second. Been moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And we'll excuse you. Mike, we will meet in executive session, and we'll call you in a few minutes.
Okay.
Here.
Back.
Yes. Yeah.